الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. We send peace and blessings upon Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family, as well as his noble companions, alayhim wa ridwan. Marhaba, marhaba. Welcome once again to the program called Treasures of Wisdom. In today's episode and program, we are going to be discussing the matter of seeking help from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Ghawth-e Paak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is known as Sayyid al-Thaqalain. Sayyid al-Thaqalain means the leader of the humans and jinns. Just as the title of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Rasul al-Thaqalain, the prophet for humans as well as for jinns. The glory and greatness of our Ghawth-e Paak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is very, very eminent, dear viewers. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is gifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this authority and powers is granted, it is ata'i, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, he solves the difficulties of his well-wishers. If someone needs something and he asks for it, the need is then fulfilled. Subhanallah. If someone calls out for help and makes a request in the bargah of Ghawth-e Paak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi from the depths of his heart, he rahmatullahi ta'ala ali also helps such people. And there are various parables, alhamdulillah, to mention his greatness and his power, dear viewers of Madani Channel. However, before we go into any further discussion in today's episode and program, as we do daily, we saturate our hearts with zikri Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as kalams and manaqib in the shan of the awliyas. So for now, inshallah, we are going to listen to this beautiful and amazing kalam. And alhamdulillah, when we do return, we will most definitely continue with our discussion. Stay locked and tuned with us until the end of today's episode and program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
Oh my master, descend peace and blessings countlessly, eternally, upon your beloved, the best of creation.
Muhammadun Sayyidul Kawnaini wa Thaqalaini. Muhammadun Sayyidul Kawnaini wa Thaqalaini wal Fari. Qaini min Urubin wa min Ajami.
آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا
آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا
آپ ہیں عرب و عجم جن و بشر کے پیشوا
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
محمد is the leader of both worlds, both creation.
Muhammad is the leader of both worlds, both creation.
And even both groups, Arabs and Rajam.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم.
آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا، آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا، ناگہانی آفتوں میں آپ کا ہے آسرا، آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped. He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped. For in every sudden calamity,
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habi. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العميمي.
اکرم المخلوق مانگوں اور میں کس سے پناہ، اکرم المخلوق مانگوں اور میں کس سے پناہ، حادثات عام میں ہے آپ میری تکیہ گاہ، آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge. O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge. In other than you, when universal calamities descend.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم.
بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم، بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم، آپ کے کل علم کا ایک جزو ہے لوح و قلم، آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace. So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace. And part of your knowledge is the knowledge of the preserved tablet and the pen.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا يا ربي مصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم.
اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ، اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ، پورے فرما سب مقاصد بخش دے میرے گناہ، آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام۔
او مائی رب بائی دا چوزن ون فلفل آور وشز، او مائی رب بائی دا چوزن ون فلفل آور وشز، اینڈ فورگیو اس فار واٹ ہیز پاسڈ۔
مولا یا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا علی حبیبك خیر الخلق کلهم، مولا یا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا علی حبیبك خیر الخلق کلهم۔
Welcome back, subhanallah. We hope that you have enjoyed this kalam, and alhamdulillah, we are discussing the assistance and help rendered by Sarkari Ghousi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. As we mentioned earlier, that the authorities and powers that he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh possesses, and all the other awliyas of the world, dear viewers, the pious Muslims who perform supernatural powers, all of this is those powers and authorities which have been granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without his bestowal, this would have been impossible. It is the powers and authority and ikhtiyarat which have been granted to the Allah loving people. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We are going to listen from the ayat of the Holy Quran Pak as well as ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do the friends and the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come to the aid and assistance of the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Now, let's talk about nisbat and connection firstly, dear viewers. It's important for us to have 112% pure devotion and love for the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to have this yaqeen in your heart that the help that you receive from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the help from the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. These are the various mediums and ways through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aids you and helps you and fulfills our needs, dear viewers. Now, once a person whose father had passed away came to Ghousi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and with adab and respect he says, "Ya Sayyidi, last night I saw my late father being tormented. And my late father told me, torment has been inflicted upon me in the qabr and grave. So go to Ghousi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and request him to make dua of forgiveness for me." Now, this is some person who has left this world, dear viewers. He is in alam-e-barzakh, in another world altogether, which is hidden from our sights. And this person, in the dream of his son, dictates to him that you should go to the court of Ghousi Azam and ask him to make dua of forgiveness for me. Look at his aqidat, subhanallah. However, Sayyidina Ghousi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi asked this young man, "Did your father ever pass by my madrasa?" There were some questions asked. "Did your father ever sit in my gathering? Have your father ever heard my speech and my lecture?" So on and so forth. And every time a question was asked, he answered in the negative. And now when he had asked him, "Have your father ever passed by my madrasa?" This person then says, "Yes," he replied in the affirmative. Having heard this, Ghousi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi became quiet, and the young man had then left the home of Ghousi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Ulama and scholars have narrated, dear viewers, at night he saw his father extremely happy in his dream, wearing a green dress and saying, "By the dua of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Allah Azza wa Jal has removed my torment, and I have also been made to wear this dress by virtue of the blessings of his dua. Through the blessings of his dua, I have been made to wear this dress. Therefore, O my son, I advise you to attain the company of Ghousi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and keep on visiting his blessed court." Allahu Akbar. That person related this event to Ghousi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and after hearing this, his eminence said, By Allah Azza wa Jal, this promise has been made to me that the torment of anyone who passes by my madrasa will be deducted. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Any person who had even passed by my madrasa, through the blessings of this walk that he has passed by my madrasa, his azab and torment will be deducted. This is due to the blessings of Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this has been narrated by hundreds and hundreds of scholars, subhanallah, that Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was a very helpful personality and he would fulfill the needs of people, subhanallah. So therefore, let's recite this together, inshallah, azza wa jalla.
Mil gaya mujhko ghaus ka daman, mil gaya mujhko ghaus ka daman, fazl-e rabb-e kareem se roshan. Mil gaya mujhko ghaus ka daman, fazl-e rabb-e kareem se roshan. Meri taqdeer ka sitara hai, wahan kya baat ghaus-e-azam ki, azam ki wahan kya baat ghaus-e-azam ki. Ghaus-e-ran jo alam mitate hain, usko seene se bhi lagate hain. Aa gaya jo bhi hum kamara hai, aa gaya jo bhi gham kamara hai, wahan kya baat ghaus-e-azam ki, azam ki wahan kya baat ghaus-e-azam ki.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we learned that the advice by the deceased father to his son is that never leave the company of ghaus-e-pak. Company of the pious people is very, very important, dear viewers. Advising the very same thing the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, should I not guide you about the essence by which you attain the goodness of the world and the hereafter? That ascended thing is that attend the gathering of those who do the zikr of Allah azza wa jalla when you are alone. And when you are alone, you do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as far as possible. Love for him and hate for him. Allahu Akbar. Yani, love for Allah Azza wa Jal and hate anybody, any person should also be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers of Adini channel, subhanallah. In fact, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, elaborating with regards to this hadith, he says, this implies that the Islamic scholars, the pious saints, the gathering of those individuals who do and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pious and beloved bondmen of Allah Azza wa Jalla, are special, dear viewers of Madinah channel, because these gatherings are gardens of heaven. It is stated another hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether these majalis, these gatherings are from a madrasa, or these are the majalis of Darsi Quran, or hadith, or majlises of dhikr, of the blessed Sufis, all fall under the same category. Yani, the gathering that develops the passion for the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, as well as devotion to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and enthusiasm for the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is very, very beneficial. Now, you can only attain these things from the gathering of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, dear viewers, subhanallah. Do you know the blessings and virtues of gatherings, dear viewers of Madani channel? By the virtue of the company of the righteous, God-fearing people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is privileged to perform virtuous deeds. Through the blessings of the righteous gatherings, one can get rid of the hardness of the heart. Through the blessings of the gatherings of such people, softness is created within the heart. Through the blessings of their gatherings, people are able to develop good habits. Through the blessings of the righteous gatherings, subhanallah, one is able to rid the bad habits that he possesses. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Through the blessings and barakah of the gatherings of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is able to die with iman and faith and will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah with iman and faith as well. This is the blessing of the gatherings of the pious predecessors. So dear viewers of the channel, whenever a person gets the privilege and honor, he should not go there for any worldly purpose. Ki dunya ke chakkar ki wajah se main wahan ja raha hoon. Balki the intention and niyat should be to get rid of the bad habits that I have. Because there are many, many virtuous religious benefits in the company of the pious predecessors. Whereas with regards to the bad habits, dear viewers of Madani channel, or the bad company, it's most destructive. There's no doubt about that. You will see the results of the bad company immediately because it is so destructive. Bad company destroys the righteousness of a person. Bad company causes an increase in evil and spoils the society. Allahu Akbar. Bad company sometimes proves a deadly poison for iman. How many of our youngsters and youth today have gone astray due to the bad and evil company? So whenever you attain company, dear viewers of Madani channel, attain the company of the righteous and the pious people, inshallah azza wa jalla, you will most definitely see the barakah and blessings of it in this world as well as in the hereafter, inshallah azza wa jalla. Now we are trying to understand this beautiful concept, an important concept in Islam, and that is seeking assistance and help from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, shaitan may appear and may place many different evil types of waswasas and thoughts that would confuse a person, that how is it possible for a person to ask other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers of Madani channel, there are several parables and waqiyas in which it is proven that the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do assist. Aside from these stories and aside from these narrations, directly in the Holy Quran Pak, He Azza wa Jalla has also guided us in terms of seeking assistance from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The help of Allah Azza wa Jalla comes in various ways. The help of Allah will reach you through your ibadat. It will reach you through different various sources such as your roza, your namaz, your hajj, your zakat, your sadaqat and khairat, through the du'as of other people, so on and so forth. It's for this reason the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has guided us on this matter as well. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, when someone among you loses something or he has lost somewhere and wants help at the place where he finds none to help him, at such a time, what should a person do? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he should call out loudly, Ya ibadallah aghithuni, Ya ibadallah aghithuni. O bondman of Allah Azza wa Jal, help me. O bondman of Allah Azza wa Jal, help me. And there are some bondmen of Allah Azza wa Jalla who he does not see. This is the spiritual world, dear viewers. It's beyond our sight, but they do exist. They are there. Subhanallah. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Sayyidina Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has said, anyone who asks me for help or calls out to me in trouble, I will remove his trouble. And the one who begs Allah Azza wa Jalla to fulfill his need through me, Allah Azza wa Jalla will fulfill his need in that way as well. So the question is, how is it to seek help from anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Remember, this is very vital and very important for us to understand that it is absolutely permissible to seek help from anyone other than Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sharia has not prohibited from it anywhere. And even evidence proves that we can seek help from anyone other than Allah Azza wa Jalla. However, we should have this belief that the blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the pious saints of Allah Azza wa Jalla help us. The help comes from them by the bestowal of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The people who say that help should only be sought from Allah Azza wa Jalla, not from the blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam or the pious saints rahimahumullahu ta'ala, are in fact attacked by the devil and shaitan. Such people sometimes happen to commit blasphemy against the blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the pious saints. And due to insulting the blessed Anbiya, they commit disbelief. However, our iman and our aqidah is that whatever help we receive through their wasila, it is the help that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear viewers of the Madani channel, in order to get rid of this suspicion, keep in mind that helping someone is in fact solely associated with Allah azza wa jalla. Without his bestowal, without the help granted by Allah Azza wa Jalla, no one in this world can bring even a little benefit to any person. It is only by the bestowal of His chosen bondman for other living beings and non-living objects can bring benefit and do harm. Only through Allah Azza wa Jalla's bestowal, or else no one in the world can help any person, dear viewers of Madini channel. Now see in Surah Al-Baqarah, which is the first part of the Holy Quran, He Azza wa Jalla says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah, and seek help from patience and salah. Now just ponder, the creator of all the creation Himself is commanding us to seek help from patience and salah. Ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. If seeking help from anyone other than Allah Azza wa Jalla was haram and impermissible, then why would Allah Azza wa Jalla command us to seek help from patience and salah? As patience and salah is not God, patience and salah is not Allah, but other than God. It is other than Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now likewise in this example, as we have heard and learnt, seek help from patience and salah. So sabr is not Allah, salah is not Allah, it is ibadat of Allah, it is the worship of the Creator, and yet we are commanded to seek help through that channel, via that channel. Help is still coming from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Likewise in the Holy Quran Pak, in Surah Nisa, which is the fifth part of the Holy Quran Pak, in verse number 64, He Azza wa Jalla says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا.
When they have wronged their own souls, come humbly to you, O dear Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and seek forgiveness from Allah, and the noble messenger intercedes for them. They will certainly find Allah Azza wa Jalla as the most accepting of repentance, the most merciful. Now let's try and understand this ayat from the Holy Quran Pak, which Ahmad Raza, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, he has stated, could Allah Azza wa Jalla himself not forgive the sins of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why did He Azza wa Jalla then say, O beloved Rasul, when they humbly approach you and seek forgiveness from Allah for them, they will certainly find treasures of blessings. Why? The divine command of Allah Azza wa Jalla for the sinners to visit the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their act of requesting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to become their intercessor. You can ask Allah for mu'afi directly. But here, subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jalla has showed us how to become humble and how to attain the wasila and the medium of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, oh my beloved Habib, when the sinners come to you and seek help and assistance from Allah Azza wa Jalla, yani seek, make istighfar and seek forgiveness from the Almighty, and when you intercede on their behalf, then only they will find Allah Azza wa Jalla most merciful, most forgiving, Allahu Akbar, so on and so forth. So dear viewers of Madani channel, once again, it is exactly the same what we mean, and it stands justified from the blessed ayat of the Holy Quran Pak clearly, that the help which comes in this way in terms of intercession and the shafa'at of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the help from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah. Now this means it becomes absolutely permissible to seek help from other than Allah Azza wa Jalla, or rather it is a sunnah of the blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Even Allah Azza wa Jal has also commanded His bondman to help the religion, yani Islam. Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded the Muslims, the believers, to help Islam, to help the deen. Though He is all powerful, He is all seeing, He is all knowing, and does not need anyone's help. Allah Azza wa Jalla does not need anyone's help to strengthen the deen, to increase the followers of the deen. He does not need the help of any da'wah person. But here, subhanallah, our iman becomes strengthened once again when He Azza wa Jalla says,
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu in tansurullaha yansurkum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum.
O believers, if you help the religion of Allah, He will help you and will make your foothold firm. So if you help the deen of Allah, Allahu Akbar, just ponder. Can Allah not propagate His religion Himself? Surely He can. But there is a divine will behind this. that he is saying to his bondmen, to his servants, to his bandas, if you help the religion of your Lord, if you help the deen of your Lord, Allah will help you in your matters and in your problems. Dear viewers, remember, Allah Azza wa Jalla is ghani, he is beniyaz. He does not need the help of any bondsman to propagate his own deen, to propagate his religion, and to make it dominant. But here the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla gives his bondman to help his religion is in fact help for their own benefits, help for their own selves, because it is the way through which they will get the help of Allah Azza wa Jalla and they will attain steadfastness upon the deen from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By you helping the deen, you're actually helping yourself, because Allah will make your foothold even more firm. So help in conveying the message of Allah, help in rectifying and reforming people. This is the slogan of Da'awat Islami, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. This is the mission of your Da'awat Islami. So by doing this, the help that we attain when people repent, people make tawbah, this help comes from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now likewise, dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's understand it furthermore from the Holy Quran Pak. The Blessed Anbiya Alayhimus Salatu Wassalam, they have also sought help from other than Allah Azza wa Jalla. Hazrat Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa Alayhi Salatu Wassalam also asked his companions for help. Isa being the Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla, if Shaitan puts waswasa in the mind of some person and he says, how can Isa alayhi salatu wasalam seek help from other than Allah Azza wa Jalla? Here in the Holy Quran Pak, in Surah As-Saf, verse number 14, part number 28, he Azza wa Jalla says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
قال عيسى بن مريم للحواريين من أنصاري إلى الله قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله.
Translation from Kanz al-Iman. Isa the son of Maryam had said to his disciples, who will help me? Inclining towards Allah Azza wa Jalla, the disciples said, we are the helpers of Allah's religion. So here, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the son of Hazrat Sayyidatana Maryam radiyallahu anha, he says to the disciples, to his followers, to his hawariyin, who will help me? And he's asking, who will help me? Allah Azza wa Jalla is there to help. But who will help me towards inclining people towards Allah Azza wa Jalla? Who will help me in this da'wah? So the disciples said, we are the helpers of Allah's religion. Allahu Akbar. قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ. We are the helpers of Allah's religion. Now let's look at this verse. When Hazrat Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to go to the Pharaoh for preaching, he ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla for getting help from his bondman. Now the Quran says, and appoint for me a minister from my family. Who is that? Harun, my brother. Strengthen my back with him. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, surely after listening to these blessed ayat, this shaitanic whisper must have been removed from our hearts and mind, because the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam also sought help from other than Allah Azza wa Jal. If ma'adullah, seeking help from other than Allah would have been shirk, would have been haram and polytheism, how could our blessed Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam do this, dear viewers? Our pious predecessors also had the same belief. When the righteous bondmen of Allah Azza wa Jalla are called for help in any difficulty, calamity and trouble, they help people by the power bestowed on them by Allah Azza wa Jalla. Jiha. Therefore, when they would call out to Hazrat Sayyidina Ghawth Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala in trouble by saying, Ya Ghawth al-Madad, their trouble will get removed. This is the truth. Subhanallah. The Blessed Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam also sought help. From all these ayat which we have recited, we learn that the powers is granted to them by the Creator, Allah Azza wa Jalla. And no one takes help from the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, assuming them to be God. Ala a'udhu billah. But rather we believe that the help that we attain through them is granted by the Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. It is through His bestowal they are able to assist and aid and help the people. Now, many people used to come to Ghawth Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali with their problems, with their difficulties, and likewise a person by the name of Bishr Qarzi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he stated that once I was traveling with a business caravan along with 14 sugar loaded camels. So he says, we camped in a terrifying jungle during the night, and in the first part of the night, four of my loaded camels got lost with the sugar. So they could not be found despite my tireless efforts. He says the caravan left, but the camel driver stayed with me to search for those camels. He says the following morning, I suddenly recalled that my Murshid Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala once did tell me, whenever you get into trouble, call out to me. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, your trouble will be removed. He says, when I recall that, I cried for help saying, oh Shaykh Abdul Qadir, I have lost my camels. I just had said that. All of a sudden, I saw a pious man dressed in a white clothes standing on a small hill towards the east. The pious man was calling me towards him by gesture. As I approached him along with my camel driver, he says, he disappeared. I could not find him or see him anywhere. We were looking around astonishingly. All of a sudden, we saw our four lost camels sitting at the bottom of the hill. We caught them immediately and joined the caravan. Kya baat hai Madine ki, subhanallah. You will have to say, dear viewers,
کیوں نہ جاؤں میں غوث پرواری آفتیں دور ہو گئی ساری جب تڑپ کر انہیں پکارا ہے وہاں کیا بات غوث اعظم کی اعظم کی وہاں کیا بات غوث اعظم کی
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. So we were listening to the glory and greatness of Sarkar Baghdad, Huzur Ghawth Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And if anyone called out to him by saying, Ya Ghawth al-Madad, Ya Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani al-Madad, so on and so forth, he helps people. Likewise, dear viewers, it is absolutely permissible to call out to the pious saints from a distance, because these chosen bondmen of Allah Azza wa Jal not only hear the request of people by the powers bestowed by Allah Azza wa Jalla, but they also come to help the friends or the people, the bandas of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Hazrat Sayyidina Sariya radiallahu anha, this event teaches us a very big lesson when he was busy in the battle with the non-believers in Nahawand, right? It is said that one day whilst delivering a sermon at the pulpit of the Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu suddenly said, Ya Sariyatul Jabal, O Sariya, turn your back towards the mountains. The people present in the masjid became astonished because Hazrat Sayyidina Sariya radiallahu anha was in Nahawand, which was hundreds of miles away from Madinatul Munawwara. They were wondering as to what made Amir al-Mu'mineen call out by saying, oh, Ya Sariyatul Jabal, Ya Sariyatul Jabal, what has the Jabal and Sariya radiallahu anha got to do with the sermon that has been given in Madinatul Munawwara? But when a messenger of Hazrat Sariya radiallahu anha came from Nahawand, he said, when we confronted the non-Muslims in the battlefield, we were about to suffer a defeat. Allahu Akbar. In the meantime, as we were about to suffer a defeat, a voice was heard, O Sariya, turn your back towards the mountain. Sayyidina Sariya radiallahu anha said, that was the voice of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. Allahu Akbar. Having said this, he radiallahu anhu immediately ordered his army to make a row by turning their backs towards the mountain, and then the tide of the battle turned. Allahu Akbar, the army of the non-Muslims fled from the battlefield and the army of Islam achieved a superb victory, which the history recalls even to date, dear viewers. So this event has made it clear that it is absolutely permissible to see someone or to hear the voice of someone even from a distance by the bestowal of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Even this, dear viewers, is through the bestowal of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, because in this scientific era, it is not difficult to understand that we not only can talk to a person from any other part of the world, but we can also see them. For example, when we call an Islamic brother who is giving or who is living in Baghdad Mu'alla, for example, he will talk to us on the phone through a scientific connection. When the voice of each other can be heard through a phone and people can see one another through a video call, despite so many distance, so much of distance, it means these saints of Allah Azza wa Jalla have more power and authority than these inventions, because it is stated in the blessed hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a bondman keeps on attaining my closeness through nawafil to the extent that I make him my beloved bondman. Allahu Akbar. Now this is the hadith. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, I become his hands through which he holds. I become his ears through which he hears. I become his eyes through which he sees. I become his tongue through which he speaks. I become his legs through which he walks. The hadith can be found in Sahih al-Bukhari. That is, Allah Azza wa Jalla grants them so much of power that they see people from a distance and also hear the request. They know the condition of their hearts, dear viewers. When these righteous people of Allah attain the power of hearing and seeing from a distance, and get plenty of powers in walking and holding by the bestowal of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they also help people and also fulfill the needs of those who call out to them. Then if someone says, Ya Ghawth, Ya Khaja, Ya Mu'inuddin, Ya Data Ganj Bakhsh, Ali Hajwari Al-Madad, all these slogans are possible, dear viewers. Now make the example, or take the example of scientists. They have made so much of progress in this day and age that they have invented such instruments all over the world through which they can talk to a person anywhere in the world and can catch whatever they want. When this system can be so strong that they can hear our voices and we can hear their voices from a distance of thousands of kilometers, to the extent that even communication is happening on various other planets, millions of light years being away, they are able to communicate with people on planets. Remember, dear viewers, scientific connections has no compromise with spiritual connection. Scientific connection has no comparison with spiritual connection. Spiritual connection is very strong and powerful. All the scientific instruments are not even equal to the dust of the blessed feet of Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. So how can they be more powerful than him? Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Whatever we have, we got it by virtue of sadaqah of Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. This Dawat Islami is a very big caravan of his slaves, his followers, and the ones who say, Ya Ghawth al-Madad. The poet says so beautifully,
Sadqa koi na koi Dunya mein aasra hai Mera bajuz tumhare Koi nahi sahara سرکار غوث اعظم نظر کرم خدا را سرکار غوث اعظم نظر کرم خدا را سرکار غوث اعظم نظر کرم خدا را.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. In today's program, in today's bayan, we have heard Ghawth-e Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi's glory and greatness, and he would help his disciples in difficulties. We have learned that through the bestowal of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the blessed Anbiya Alayhimu Salatu Wasalam, and the Awliya Izzam, and the pious servants of Allah Azza wa Jalla are able to help and assist and remove the difficulties of the Muslims, subhanallah. It is also permissible to say, Ya Ghawth al-Madad, Ya Ghawth-e Azam, Ya Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Al-Madad, Subhanallah. So we have also learned that our pious predecessors would seek help from the righteous bondsmen of Allah Azza wa Jalla in difficulty as well. And we seek help from Allah Azza wa Jalla for protection of our Iman. And we seek refuge in Allah Azza wa Jalla from the devil, Shaitan, who is after our Iman. May Allah protect our faith and Iman, and may we raise on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. ایمان پہ دے موت مدینے کی گلی میں
ایمان پہ دے موت مدینے کی گلی میں
مدفن میرے محبوب کے قدموں میں بنا دے آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Dear viewers, until next time, stay good, be good, do good. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures